last, who's a fine piece of tail. I met her at the gym, we were playing kickball. She was the one with the hair, thought I'd give her a call. Now I'm a freshman, you see, but I still know the score. You wanna get with the chicks and then give him what for. So I invited her over for some popcorn and coke. And then if I was lucky, I thought I'd give her a poke. But you know, she's 15 and them girls can be coy. They want loving and hugging and a dumbass stuffed toy. But this girl, she was different, see, that was the thing. She brought beer and a bong and a bag of onion rings. For my stash. Within the space of 5 minutes, we were high on the hash. She talked about the boys and she spoke with a glow of you, Bill Rooney, and some dude named Swedlow. Now I've been with the ladies, but not one like this. She got me so horny, I sure had to piss. Lay on the bed and took toke after toke, and her tongue did this thing whenever she spoke. I had to make a move on that girl with the hair. I mean, for Pete's sake, she was lying right there. But I got real nervous as she sucked on that beer, 'cause I was damn sure that she thought I was queer. So I gathered myself and marshaled my courage, but I wanted to be sure I could act with a flourish. So I went to the bathroom 'cause I had to pee something wicked, and when I came back, she was on the bed naked. And half the team crew. But I didn't care, 'cause I'd sown my seed. But then I found out